Talk Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9, a service of Midwest Communications, now presents Wausau East Baseball. East Baseball is brought to you by Brainerd Funeral Home, Mallory and Zimmerman Attorneys at Law, Glenray Radiators, Co-Vantage Credit Union, Bone and Joint Center, DeVorney Orthodontics, Ministry Healthcare, Country Fresh Meats, Overbelt Credit Union, Marshfield Clinic, and Intercity State Bank. Now with the play-by-play, Tom Kane.
Well, good evening and welcome to Buchholz Park in Stevens Point, and we will have high school baseball tonight. At least it looks like the weather is going to hold off at least for a little while. It's been raining, not hard, but pretty steady here for the last couple of hours. The Stevens Point Pacelli baseball team played a game here earlier against Amherst, and the second half of that game was played in a little bit of rain. The field is not in great shape, but it looks like the Wausau East Lumberjacks and the Stevens Point Panthers will square off tonight in a Wisconsin Valley Conference game. I'm Tom King. Thanks for joining us here tonight as the Lumberjacks finish up their infield practice here. Spash has taken theirs. We'll get started here in just a little bit. And this is going to be a tough matchup for the Lumberjacks here tonight as they try to slow down this Spash Panther team, which is pretty much run roughshod over the Valley Conference so far this season. They are 3-0 in conference, haven't given up a run yet. They are 8-2 overall, and they are loaded up and down the lineup and the deep pitching staff. And Spash certainly has a good chance of getting to the state tournament this year as they put together a pretty strong lineup and pitching staff for this squad. The Lumberjacks coming off a win over Northland Pines the other night, as Willie Brand threw a five-inning no-hitter against Pines with 12 strikeouts. But Bryce Widmark, tonight's starting pitcher, will find a much tougher challenge taking on Stevens Point. Lumberjacks coming in with a record of 4-3 overall and 1-3 in the Valley Conference. We'll take a timeout, come back, and give you the starting lineups after this. You're listening to Lumberjack Baseball, Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390 and FM 93.9.
Where you bank does make a difference, a big difference. Cloverbelt Credit Union is celebrating being voted the best credit union for the third consecutive year in the Wausau Daily Herald's Reader's Choice Awards. People know Cloverbelt for great rates, for great service, and for big difference benefits like free checking and a free check card that comes with rewards and benefits. You earn rewards points that are redeemable for all sorts of cool stuff just for using your CCU check card. Love that word, free? Right now, Cloverbelt is offering a special bonus. Finance any loan at CCU and you'll receive a free voucher that admits up to four people to Mount Olympus Water Park in Wisconsin Dells. How cool is that? Cloverbelt Credit Union is big on financing fun. Whatever you need to finance, CCU has the best rates, and for a limited time, a free voucher that admits up to four people to free Mount Olympus Water Park with any CCU loan. Details online at ccuwausau.com or call 715-842-5693. Cloverbelt Credit Union, where you bank does make a difference.
You know a good teammate when you see one. Hardworking, reliable, and most of all, someone who knows that success is best achieved when people work together. At Ministry Medical Group and Ministry St. Clair's Hospital, we work with all of our patients as a team to make the best decisions for their health. That's why we're proud to sponsor Wausau East Lumberjack Sports, because the world needs more great teams. Get to know us better at ministryhealth.org. Ministry Healthcare. Knowing you better means treating you better.
Do you own rental units but are growing tired of dealing with tenant problems day and night? Stop stressing and take it easy with Easy Living Management. Easy Living Management will handle your property's upkeep and repair, handle rental invoices and rent collection, advertise and show your property to future renters, and execute the lease. They'll deal with any problems 24/7, 365. Take the stress out of renting and take it easy with Easy Living Management, the longest running property management company in central Wisconsin. Call today or visit Easy Living Management.
New boyfriend or just friend, LOL or OMG, call, text, or email.
Mom.
These days, keeping up with your child can be puzzling. But when it comes to straightening your child's smile, you can rest assured that an orthodontist can solve the puzzle. Only orthodontists have an additional 2 to 3 years of education beyond dental school to become specialists in straightening and aligning teeth. So get it right. See the specialist.
DeVorney Orthodontics. Make an appointment today by calling 715-842-5688 or visit DeVorneyOrtho.com.
Hey, Mom, look what I learned in gymnastics. Ow!
Your little gymnast training for success? We can get her in shape and back on her feet faster at Bone & Joint Walk-In Care. Whether it's muscle strains, fractures, or sprains, we've got it covered. You can see an orthopedic specialist right away. No appointment or referral needed. It's less expensive than an ER visit, and most insurance plans are accepted. Bone & Joint Walk-In Care. The right care, right away. Learn more at bonejoint.net.
Fox Sports Radio.
And we're back here at Buchholz Park as we're getting set for Valley Conference baseball action tonight between the Spanish Panthers and the Wausau East Lumberjacks. A cool, rainy night here in Stevens Point, overcast. But the radar shows a little bit of a break between the two storm systems coming through, so they hope to get a long enough break in that weather to get this game in here. They are working on the field now and putting a lot of turfus or diamond dry down to dry up some of the puddles. First base, shortstop, and third base a bit dicey, and they are working on the home plate area now as we speak as well. So we're a few minutes out from first pitch here as they continue to work on the field. The coaches are going over the ground rules with the umpires as we speak right now as well. Let's take a look at the starting lineups for tonight's game. First of all, for the Lumberjacks, they shake up the lineup a little bit differently here tonight, but Jordan Heiding will still lead off. He's the shortstop. Willie Brand will DH tonight and bat second. Cam Gritzmacher bumped up in the lineup to third. He's playing right field. Ben Schubering will hit cleanup and play third base tonight. Ian Corbett is at first base hitting fifth. Sam Romanski, the catcher, hits sixth. Chris Widmark doing the pitching tonight, batting seventh. Luke Strick is at second base, hitting eighth. And Tanner Denke is in center field, batting ninth. Brennan Becker is in left field, and he is being DH'd by Brand. Bit of a surprise that Bryce Widmark gets the start on the mound tonight. The thinking was, I thought anyway, that Luke Strick, who hasn't pitched for a while, would get the start tonight. But it will be Bryce Widmark on the mound for the Lumberjacks. For Stevens Point, John Barnes will play center field and lead off. Jake Slowinski hits second and plays third base. Cal Giese is the first baseman, batting third. Aaron Nickel DHing tonight for starting pitcher Austin Schulfer. Nickel will bat cleanup. Mitch Malik is the catcher, hitting fifth. Andrew Ruzick is in left field, batting sixth. Aaron Winch, the right fielder, hits seventh. Andrew Kleismith is the shortstop. He will bat eighth. And Michael Fralick is at second base and bats ninth. Spash coached by Craig Stra and the Lumberjacks coached by Steve Heinrich. I want to remind you once again about everythinglumberjacks.com. It's a website attached to our websites at foxsportswausau.com. If you're at a game, post your photos to everythinglumberjacks.com, hashtag Wausau East. And if you're not, you can check it out for all the play-by-play podcasts and see game photos at everythinglumberjacks.com. The game also brought to you in part tonight by Easy Living Management, the longest-running rental management company in the area. Let Easy Living Management make managing your rental property easy. We'll take a timeout, come back, get set for first pitch. It's the Lumberjacks and Stevens Point coming up here on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390 and FM 93.9.
Intercity State Bank has been serving the community since 1952 with financing for homes, vehicles, and business. Establishing a banking relationship with a local bank comes with peace of mind and convenience. Banking locally with people you know is a comfortable feeling. It's all about banking relationships, building community. At Intercity, our most popular checking is fee-free. And when it comes to home loans, people love the convenience of working with Intercity's lending experts. Our lenders are local people you know. The lending decisions are made locally, and our fixed-rate mortgages are serviced locally. It's a great way to bank. Whether you're purchasing a home, building, remodeling, or refinancing your home, Intercity is here to help. Put the expertise of our lenders to work for you. I'm Randy Balk, president of Intercity State Bank, inviting you to come bank with us, with locations in Wausau, Schofield, and Weston.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS number 433884.
If it's lunchtime, it's Country Fresh time at Country Fresh Meats in Weston. Try a Country Fresh Philly Steak, a BLT made with that thick Country Fresh Meats bacon, a Country Fresh Chicken Ranch sandwich, or an award-winning Country Fresh Brat made with natural hormone and chemical-free meat, the way it ought to be. Make lunchtime Country Fresh time at Country Fresh Meats, serving lunch from 10 to 2, just off exit 177 on the corner of 29 and J in Weston. Call ahead or order takeout at 715-359-1311.
You know a good teammate when you see one. hardworking, reliable, and most of all, someone who knows that success is best achieved when people work together. At Ministry Medical Group and Ministry St. Clair's Hospital, we work with all of our patients as a team to make the best decisions for their health. That's why we're proud to sponsor Wausau East Lumberjacks Sports, because the world needs more great teams. Get to know us better at ministryhealth.org. Ministry Healthcare. Knowing you better means treating you better.
This is Race Day on Fox.
The fastest 2 hours in motorsports.
I want to hear from you, the race fans out there.
With Rob D'Amico.
Marcos Ambrose and Casey Mears. Tempers flare. You see this camera shot. The two arguing back and forth. Don't know what happened before that. Casey Mears grabs Marcos Ambrose and starts pushing him like away out of the area that they're in. I guess Marcos Ambrose didn't like that. Marcos Ambrose turns around with a right hand, gives him a Vegemite knuckle sandwich right in the side of the face. Punches the dude. Boom! You got some guy pushing on you, getting you out of there, trying to manhandle you a little bit. You ain't having it.
Race Day on Fox.
Start your engine!
All the time.
With Rob D'Amico.
Sunday mornings at 6 on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9.
Fox Sports Radio.
And we are back here at Buchholz Park getting set for tonight's Valley Conference baseball action between the Lumberjacks and Stevens Point. East will be back in action on Monday night, weather permitting, on the road at Appleton North, non-conference game for the Jacks. Our next baseball broadcasts will be tomorrow as D.C. Everest plays in a triangular at Mark Simon Field, weather permitting. Rhinelander and Gladstone, Michigan are coming to town. And the first game for the Evergreens, 11 o'clock tomorrow morning. Pregame show at 10:45. Chris Conley will have the call of those games for you tomorrow right here on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390 and FM 93.9. Spash is coming off a 4-0 win over Marshfield last night. The Lumberjacks beat Northland Pines on Monday night, 13-0 up in Eagle River. And Willie Brand was the story in that one, as he threw a five-inning no-hitter. Only one walk was the blemish on the game, and only three balls were put in play by Northland Pines. A fly ball to left field, a ground ball to short, and a bouncer back to the mound. Everything else was a strikeout. 12 Ks for Willie in five innings of work against Eagle River on Monday. And the Lumberjacks banged out 10 hits. In fact, everybody in the starting lineup had at least one hit in the win on Monday night. Bryce Widmark's last pitching performance was last Friday night against Wisconsin Rapids at Winter Field. He went five innings, giving up four runs, but only two of them were earned. He had six strikeouts and three walks in that effort last Friday night against Wisconsin Rapids, and he will get the start on the mound tonight. I would imagine that we will see a little bit of Luke's trick just to keep him on some sort of mound schedule. Lumberjacks' next game on Tuesday is a non-conference game against Rhinelander, so their next Valley game isn't until Thursday night when they are scheduled, and they are also playing Lakeland on Friday night. Actually, I got to double-check that game on the 8th. They were supposed to play Marshfield. They've already played Marshfield in a doubleheader earlier this season down in Mauston, so that game probably scratched off the schedule as well. So a three-game week for the Lumberjacks, but all of the non-conference variety, Appleton North, Rhinelander, and Lakeland, scheduled next week for the Lumberjacks. They're throwing some more diamond dry on the mound here as they try to get this field playable. The rain is still falling, and if you look up at the lights, it's coming down pretty good as they continue to try to get the field playable. But I'll tell you what, if it keeps raining like this, this field isn't going to be stay playable very long. It was questionable when they started working on the field. Both teams took infield in very muddy conditions. The ball was very wet, and you could see that numerous balls were thrown away during infield practice by both teams, so there's probably going to be a lot of errors in this game tonight if they do, in fact, play it, because the ball is just going to be wet every time it's put in play. But they are really working on the mound right now and putting a lot of turfus on that mound area to get it playable for the pitchers here. Obviously, you don't want to force a game to be played in weather that is so bad that players get hurt, especially pitchers. Stevens Point obviously looking for a deep tournament run with the pitching staff they have, and they don't want to get anybody hurt pitching in bad weather. No team does, obviously, but the Panthers certainly have aspirations of greatness this year when it comes to tournament time in the WIAA. Jack Baseball is brought to you in part tonight by the law firm of Mallory and Zimmerman, proud supporter of local high school sports, wishing all of the area athletes a successful season, and also by Brainerd Funeral Home, helping people celebrate lives past with personalized funeral services. Brainerd Funeral Home supporting Lumberjack sports. We'll take another time out while they continue to work on the field here and be back in a moment. You're listening to East Baseball, Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390 and FM 93.9.
Behind every successful business is a solid banking relationship. Hi, I'm Randy Balk, president of Intercity State Bank. Whether you're a startup or established business, Intercity welcomes the opportunity to work with you. We're here to help evaluate the needs for growing your business with financing options for equipment, working capital, and expansion projects. Intercity's business services include remote draft capture, real-time online access, and a variety of online business banking services to enhance the management of your finances. It's part of the Intercity commitment to helping business succeed. Banking relationships, building community. If it's time to explore a new banking relationship for your business, give us a call. We are open for business lending. We are Intercity State Bank, providing financing for commercial, small business, and municipal projects with offices in Wausau, Schofield, and Weston.
Member FDIC, NMLS number 433-884.
Do you own rental units but are growing tired of dealing with tenant problems day and night? Stop stressing and take it easy with Easy Living Management. Easy Living Management will handle your property's upkeep and repair, handle rental invoices and rent collection, advertise and show your property to future renters, and execute the lease. They'll deal with any problems 24/7, 365. Take the stress out of renting and take it easy with Easy Living Management, the longest running property management company in central Wisconsin. Call today or visit Easy Living Management.
New boyfriend or just friend, LOL or OMG, call, text, or email.
Mom.
These days, keeping up with your child can be puzzling. But when it comes to straightening your child's smile, you can rest assured that an orthodontist can solve the puzzle. Only orthodontists have an additional 2 to 3 years of education beyond dental school to become specialists in straightening and aligning teeth. So get it right. See the specialist.
DeBorney Orthodontics. Make an appointment today by calling 715-842-5688 or visit DeBorneyOrtho.com.
If it's lunchtime, it's Country Fresh time at Country Fresh Meats in Weston. Try a Country Fresh Philly Steak, a BLT made with that thick Country Fresh Meats bacon, a Country Fresh Chicken Ranch sandwich, or an award-winning Country Fresh Brat made with natural hormone and chemical-free meat, the way it ought to be. Make lunchtime Country Fresh time at Country Fresh Meats, serving lunch from 10 to 2, just off exit 177 on the corner of 29 and J in Weston. Call ahead or order takeout at 715-359-1311.
Where you bank does make a difference, a big difference. Cloverbelt Credit Union is celebrating being voted the best credit union for the third consecutive year in the Wausau Daily Herald's Reader's Choice Awards. People know Cloverbelt for great rates, for great service, and for big difference benefits like free checking and a free check card that comes with rewards and benefits. You earn rewards points that are redeemable for all sorts of cool stuff just for using your CCU check card. Love that word, free? Right now, Cloverbelt is offering a special bonus. Finance any loan at CCU and you'll receive a free voucher that admits up to 4 people to Mount Olympus Water Park in Wisconsin Dells. How cool is that? Cloverbelt Credit Union is big on financing fun. Whatever you need to finance, CCU has the best rates, and for a limited time, a free voucher that admits up to 4 people to free Mount Olympus Water Park with any CCU loan. Details online at ccuwausau.com or call 715-842-5693. Cloverbelt Credit Union, where you bank does make a difference.
Lisa, what did Coach say?
She said I had a concussion and can't play until my doctor clears me.
Come on, it's barely a ding. You're tough. We need you for the game.
Trust me, I want to keep pushing, but I also want to play solid. It's better to miss one game than the whole season, or maybe even sports for the rest of my life.
Wow, tough and smart.
All concussions are serious, so give your brain time to heal. Visit www.cdc.gov/concussion to learn why. A message from CDC.
We are Fox Sports!
All right, I believe we are just about set to go here. The lineups have been read, the national anthem has been sung, and the Panthers have taken the field. And we'll get set for baseball here. The Lumberjacks will be the visiting team. Red jerseys, white pants, red trim. Spashes in black jerseys, white pants with red and white trim. Rain continues to fall here, and the Lumberjacks facing the ace of the Spash Panther staff, Austin Schulfer, headed to UW-Milwaukee, the only Division I baseball school in the state of Wisconsin. Defensively for Spash, left to right in the outfield, Andrew Ruzick, John Barnes, and Aaron Winch. Defensively third first, it's Jake Slowinski, Andrew Kleismith, Michael Frelick, and Cal Giese, and the catcher is Mitch Malik. Jordan Heiding in the on-deck circle getting to face Schulfer to start the game here. And I'll tell you what, it's going to be hard to grip the baseball. They're going to have to get fresh baseballs in there on a regular basis. Every time the ball is put in play, it's going to be wet. Every time the ball hits the grass, it's going to be wet. So they were going to have somebody in each dugout with towels keeping those baseballs dry, or it's going to be tough for the pitchers to throw strikes. It's going to be tough for the infielders to throw to first base with any sort of accuracy. So we'll see if that plays a part in the game tonight. Obviously, when you come in as the underdog, as East is in this game tonight, that conditions like that traditionally would play in the underdog's favor, slowing down the more dominant team and maybe causing them to commit more errors than they would in a normal condition game. We'll see what happens. All right, Schulfer is done with his warm-ups, and we'll get set to go here. Lumberjack Baseball is brought to you in part by the Bone and Joint Center. If you're injured, why wait until tomorrow when you can see an orthopedic specialist today? Welcome to the new Bone and Joint Walk-In Care, Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. until 4 p.m. Jordan Heiding will lead things off. Good to see Jordan get going a little bit against Northern Pines. He had a couple of hits, including a 2-RBI single. Also scored a couple of runs in that game the other night. And he will lead things off here against Schulfer. Grass is wet, and the dirt is slow and muddy, so it's going to be hard to get a ground ball through the infield. Here, infielders are playing up, both at shortstop and second base. First pitch is down low, ball one. Schulfer starts him out with a fastball and misses down low, 1-0. The wind and the pitch. Another fastball, and that's down low again, 2-0. Two balls and no strikes to the Lumberjack leadoff man. And the pitch. That's down low again. Squirts away from Malik, and it's 3-0 now. Schulfer took a quick look at one of his spikes. Obviously, the pitchers are going to be having mud and clotting conditions in their spikes on a mound that is going to be very chunky. Here's the 3-0 pitch. There's a strike on the inside corner. 3-1 now. Three balls, one strike, and Schulfer ready to work. Here it comes. Fastball catches the outside corner that time, and the count now full, 3-2. Heiding is yet to swing the bat, and Schulfer quickly back to work. The payoff pitch, chopped towards second, a little slow roller, charging his Barnes. The throw is in the dirt, and he's going to be safe as Giese could not come up with it. And so right away, the weather causes a factor as the ball was slowly rolling towards second base. And charging in to make the play was the second baseman, Michael Frelick, and then he bounced the throw to first, and Giese couldn't hang on to it. And Heiding will reach. And that'll bring up Willie Brand, the DH. Brand's been hitting well. He had a couple of hits, including a double in the game against Northland Pines the other night. The left-handed hitting Brand stands in with Heiding at first, and the throw over. Heiding was only off a couple of steps and able to dive back safely. Schulfer throws over again, and once again, Heiding not off very far, able to get back in standing up. They're playing Brand almost straight away. Willie has good power the opposite way. Nice gap in left center for him if he wants to take it that way. First pitch is in there for a strike, and it's 0-1. Brand is the DH tonight. Sam Romanski is catching. Sometimes Willie will do some of the catching as well. Heiding takes his lead at first. Stretch by Schulfer and the pitch. He squares to bunt, pulls the bat back, and takes another strike, and he's in the hole 0-2. Nothing in two to the Lumberjack DH. Schulfer ready to work, and the pitch. Ooh, just missed. Schulfer wants to know where that one was, and so do I. That looked pretty good. And it's 1-2. Way too close to take with two strikes. Brand got a break right there. Let's see if he can take advantage of it. One ball and two strikes. Now a throw over. They had Heiding leading a little bit, but he's able to get back. 1-2. Schulfer the stretch. And the pitch. Breaking ball dropped it in there. Strike three, and Brand is gone. Good breaking ball right there from Schulfer. It froze Willie, and he is out. One down, and that'll bring up Cam Gritzmacher, the right fielder. Gritzmacher has been hitting the ball fairly well, too, for these Lumberjacks. Schulfer winds and fires. He swings and misses on a high inside fastball, and it's 0-1. Gritzmacher had a couple of hits and an RBI in the game against Northland Pines on Monday. Heiding takes his lead. Now he dives back as Schulfer comes over again. Tell you what, it's probably not going to be that easy to steal bases. Not only do you have a good pitcher and good catcher working here, the footing is not going to be great to get a good jump. Heiding stays where he is. Next pitch is on the inside corner for a strike, and Gritzmacher in the hole 0-2. So after missing with his first three pitches tonight, Schulfer has found the mark here, and he's ahead of Gritzmacher 0-2. And the pitch, fastball. Gritzmacher gets a piece of that, fouls it away. Out of play, and the count stays 0-2. Rain continues to fall, but maybe not quite as hard as it was a little while ago. Here's the pitch. Fastball, that rides outside, and it's 1-2. 1-2. Lumberjack right fielder taking a long look down at Steve Heinrich coaching in the third base box. Heiding off, not much of a lead again. Schulfer the stretch, now he steps off, and Heiding gets back. Schulfer paying a lot of attention to Heiding over at first base, thinking that something's on here. The stretch and the 1-2 pitch. Heiding stays where he is. Next pitch, a breaking ball outside. Check swing. Gritzmacher held up, and it's 2-2 now. And we get time called, and now they're going to have to wipe off the ball. Actually, catcher Mitch Malik's going to wipe off his hands, his throwing hand, after grabbing that wet baseball. And, you know, you can't really wipe your hands on your pants at this point because your pants are wet, too. There really aren't many dry surfaces available at Buchholz Park right now. It's been raining most of the late afternoon and here into the early evening. Stretch by Schulfer, the check of the runner. Here's the pitch, and a chopper high off the plate. Schulfer's going to field it. His only play is first base, and they will get Gritzmacher at first, but Heiding is going to advance to second, but now there are two down. That thing bounced off the plate and went a mile high, and it came right down to Schulfer between the plate and the mound, and he throws out Gritzmacher for the second out. But Heiding advances to second, and now with two down, that'll bring up Ben Schubring, the third baseman. So Schubring will get ready to stand in. Big right-handed hitter. Schulfer takes a long look in. Heiding takes his lead at second. And the pitch to Schubring. Breaking ball outside. Pops away from Malik. Heiding's going to go to third. That's probably going to be a pass ball. You got a glove on that. And Heiding will advance to third base. Now with two down, a runner at third. Not a whole lot of space between the catcher and the backstop here at Buchholz Park, so pass ball or wild pitch here with a man at third, you've got to really make sure to get a good jump and make sure the ball pops far enough away to one of the sides. If it goes straight back, they'll have a play at you at home plate. In the dirt again, Malik blocks this one, And it's 2-0 now to Shoebring. Once again, the shortstop for Stevens Point, Andrew Kleismith, playing well in, about halfway in toward the infield grass on this slow turf. Here's the next pitch from Schofer. Fastball, that rides high, and it's 3-0 now to Shoebring. He went 3-0 to hiding to start the game, then seemed to find the strike zone against Brandon Gritzbacher, but now 3-0 to Shoebring. The stretch and the pitch. There's a strike, and it's 3-1. Lumberjacks trying to get the early lead here if Shoebring can come up with a big two-out hit. The stretch and the 3-1 pitch. That's high and tight. Ball four. Shoebring will walk, and that gives the Lumberjacks the runners at the corners for Ian Corbett, the first baseman. Corbett on Monday had a walk and a run scored, reached on an error a couple of times as well in that one. And a right-handed hitter stands in to face Schofer here, trying to now to come up with the big two-out hit. The stretch and the pitch, and he fouls it out of play. First base side, a little late on the swing. Did get a piece of it, though, and fouled it over the Spash dugout on the first base side. 0-1. We're in the first inning. Rain delay caused a late start tonight. The stretch by Schofer and the pitch. Breaking ball outside, and it's 1-1. Hiding the runner at third. Shoebring the runner at first. They take their leads. The stretch by Schofer and the pitch. Fastball down low, and it's 2-1. Two balls and one strike to Ian Corbett. The stretch, the 2-1 pitch, and he fouls that one back and out of play, and the count now 2-2. Two balls, two strikes, two outs. Top of the first inning, no score. Lumberjacks are threatening here, though, if Corbett can come up with a base knock. Schofer trying to work out of it. The 2-2 pitch. Once again, he fouls it out of play. That was up and in, and he was able to get a piece of it, foul it away. As we mentioned, Lumberjacks return to action Monday night. Non-conference game on the road at Appleton North, weather permitting. We'll have it live for you right here. The stretch and the 2-2 pitch. Breaking ball swung on and missed. Good curveball, and Corbett was way out in front, and the inning is over. So the Lumberjacks threaten, but come up empty here in the first inning. For East, no runs, no hits. There was one error and two left in the score after a half inning of play. East nothing, Spash coming up. You're listening to Lumberjack Baseball, Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390 and FM 93.9.
Where you bank does make a difference, a big difference. Cloverbelt Credit Union is celebrating being voted the best credit union for the third consecutive year in the Wausau Daily Herald's Reader's Choice Awards. People know Cloverbelt for great rates, for great service, and for big difference benefits like free checking and a free check card that comes with rewards and benefits. You earn rewards points that are redeemable for all sorts of cool stuff just for using your CCU check card. Love that word, free? Right now, Cloverbelt is offering a special bonus. Finance any loan at CCU and you'll receive a free voucher that admits up to four people to Mount Olympus Water Park in Wisconsin Dells. How cool is that? Cloverbelt Credit Union is big on financing fun. Whatever you need to finance, CCU has the best rates and for a limited time, a free voucher that admits up to four people to free Mount Olympus Water Park with any CCU loan. Details online at ccuwausau.com or call 715-842-5693. Cloverbelt Credit Union, where you bank does make a difference.
Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio.
Tom King back here at Buchholz Park as we get set for the bottom of the first inning. Bryce Widmark on the mound taking his warm-up tosses. And Spash will send up John Barnes, Jake Slawinski, and Cal Giese to face him here. Defensively for the Lumberjacks, In the outfield, left to right, it's Brennan Becker, Tanner Denke, and Cam Gritzmacher. Third to first, it's Ben Schubring, Jordan Heiding, Luke Strick, and Ian Corbett. And the catcher is Sam Romanski. Widmark ready to work to the left-handed hitting Barnes. First pitch is in there for a strike, and it's 0-1. Caught the inside part of the plate right there. No balls and one strike. Widmark ready to work. Gun of the windup. Here it comes. Breaking ball chopped toward first. Corbett's going to field it and take it himself. And there's one down as Barnes bounces out to first base for the first down of the inning. One down, nobody on, and that'll bring up Jake Slowinski, the third baseman. Slowinski, right-handed hitter, digs in, and Widmark ready to work. Here it comes. That's way outside. Ball one. Spash coming off a 4-0 shutout win of Marshfield last night in Valley Conference play. The wind and the pitch. That's driven in the air to center field and deep. Denke going back. It's over his head, and it's going to roll to the fence. He's going to run it down, and Slowinski will stop at second base with a double. Line drive to dead center field, and Spash is in business here with a base runner at second base and one out for Cal Giese, the big left-handed hitting first baseman. This is a makeup game that we're playing here tonight, originally scheduled up at Jack Torrizzani Field. The Lumberjacks haven't been able to play a home game yet because of weather condition or field conditions up at Jack Torrizzani Field. It's always one of the last fields in the state to dry, and they'll try next week, hopefully, to play a game there. You'd like to play a home game before the season's half over. Heiding holding the runner at second. Here's the pitch to Giese. That's outside and high. Ball one. One ball and no strikes. The stretch by Widmark. And the pitch. Foul tip as Giese was way out in front. Got a piece of it off the end of the bat. And it's 1-1. Slowinski takes his lead at second. Widmark, the stretch and the pitch. Breaking ball stays out high and outside, and it's 2-1 now. Widmark's got a really slow curveball. Hiding shades the runner. The 2-1 pitch. That rides high and outside, and it's 3-1 now. Really, even with first base open, there's no point in walking anybody intentionally in this lineup because this lineup is loaded. You walk Giese here and Aaron Nickel comes up. He's a good stick too. Next pitch, ball four. That's outside. And Giese is on. What it does do is set up the double play. Although on a day like this with the infield as wet as it is, it's going to be hard to turn one unless it's hit hard on a one hop right to somebody. So Aaron Nickel, the big right-handed hitter, will stand in. He's the DH tonight hitting for the pitcher, Austin Schulfer. And Widmark will work out of the stretch. First pitch is up high, ball one. I think the umpire got a face full of water or mud from the ball all that time. As the pitch came in, the catch was made, and the umpire stepped away and cleaned off his eyes to get some mud or dirt out of his eyes. 1-0 the count. Widmark the stretch. Here's the pitch. That's down low. 2-0 now. Two balls and no strikes to Aaron Nickel. The stretch and the pitch. That rides inside. It's 3-0 now. Widmark having trouble finding the zone. Tell you what, if I'm Craig Terpstra, I may give Nickel the green light here if he wants to go to Whalen 3-0 with two men on. Stretch and the pitch. Taking all the way, strike at the letters, and it's 3-1. Three balls, one strike. Runners take their leads. Widmark the check. And the 3-1 pitch. Catches the outside corner. Good pitch right there. Count now full. Not much Nickel could do with that one. 3-2 now. One out. Jake Slowinski at second. Cal Giese at first for Spash. Widmark the stretch. And now time called at the plate. Widmark stopped his follow through. Now he'll toe the rubber again. The stretch and the payoff pitch. High and tight, ball four, and the bases are loaded now. Back-to-back walks have loaded the bases for Mitch Malik, the catcher. One down. So now let's see if Widmark decides to work out of the windup here. He can if he'd like. Malik, left-handed hitting catcher, stands in. Still a few drips of rain coming down here at Buchholz Park. More expected later. First pitch is high and tight, and it's ball one. Widmark's got to find it soon, or it's going to be big trouble here early for the Lumberjacks. Game started for Easter with a bounce out to first base from Barnes. Next pitch, that's inside and low again, blocked by Romanski. 2-0 now. But since that first quick out, Slowinski doubled and then back-to-back walks to Giese and Nickel. And now Scott Schubring is going to go out and have a conversation with his pitcher and catcher here. Lumberjack Baseball is brought to you in part by DeVorney Orthodontics. See more than a smile. See DeVorney Orthodontics. Or you can call them at 715-842-5688. Or visit them online at DeVorneyOrthodontics.com. Two balls and no strikes to the Spash catcher, batting here in the first inning with one down and the bases loaded. Still no score, but Spash could change that with one swing of the bat right here. Malik digs back in. Widmark needs to throw some strikes here. Here's the wind and the pitch. There's a strike at the letter. That's a high strike right there. 2-1. Two balls and one strike. Not the pitch you're looking for. 2-0. Wind and the pitch. Swung on and missed. And the count even 2-2. Malik digs back in. Widmark out of the windup. The 2-2 pitch. Breaking ball, swung on and missed, and Malik is gone. And there are two down. Big out right there. Good curveball by Widmark. And Malik chased it. And there are two down in the inning. And now the Lumberjacks have a chance to get out of it, but Andrew Ruzick, the big left fielder, stands in. Bases loaded, two outs. No score. Widmark trying to work out of a first inning jam. The wind and the pitch, and that nearly hit him. Would have hit him if he wouldn't have ducked. Could have had an RBI. Instead, it's 1-0. It's a breaking ball that stayed way inside, went right over the head of Ruzick as he ducked. Hard to get one over his head, too. He's a tall guy. The 1-0 pitch, that's down low, and once again, Widmark behind, 2-0. Bases loaded, nowhere to put him. Now, Ruzick's got to be looking for something he can drive here. 2-0, Widmark's got to come in. It's the kind of count and situation a hitter dreams of. Here's the pitch. Swung on and missed. Big hack, and he didn't get it as Widmark took something off that one just to get a strike. And it's 2-1. Came in a little bit on his hands, and he didn't get it. 2-1. Don't throw that pitch there again. The 2-1 pitch. And fouled back to the screen. He went down a little bit and out that time, and Ruzick fouls it back to the screen. So now Widmark one pitch away from getting out of it here. 2-2, two outs, bases loaded, no score, first inning. The wind and the 2-2 pitch. It's the breaking ball grounded toward third. It's a foul ball. just foul. And we'll do it again, 2-2. Breaking ball stayed inside. Ruzick was able to turn on it, and that thing wasn't fouled by much. Just foul down the third base line. If that's fair, it scores at least two. Problem with Widmark's curveball, it's got a lot of break on it, but it's so slow, it almost gives the hitter a chance to react to it. Even if you're fooled, you're able to catch up with it. The 2-2 pitch, fastball, swung on and missed. He got him and worked out of the inning. What a comeback by Bryce Widmark as Ruzick chased a high fastball, and the inning is over. Four smash here in the first, no runs, one hit, no errors, and three left in the score after one full inning of play. It's the Lumberjacks nothing, Smash nothing. Back in a moment. You're listening to East Baseball, Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390 and FM 93.9.
You know a good teammate when you see one. Hardworking, reliable, and most of all, someone who knows that success is best achieved when people work together. At Ministry Medical Group and Ministry St. Clair's Hospital, we work with all of our patients as a team to make the best decisions for their health. That's why we're proud to sponsor Wausau East Lumberjacks Sports, because the world needs more great teams. Get to know us better at ministryhealth.org. Ministry Healthcare. Knowing you better means treating you better.
New boyfriend or just friends, LOL or OMG, call, text, or email.
Mom.
These days, keeping up with your child can be puzzling. But when it comes to straightening your child's smile, you can rest assured that an orthodontist can solve the puzzle. Only orthodontists have an additional 2 to 3 years of education beyond dental school to become specialists in straightening and aligning teeth. So get it right. See the specialist.
DeVorney Orthodontics. Make an appointment today by calling 715-842-5688 or visit DeVorneyOrtho.com.
We are Fox Sports!
Tom King back here at Buchholz Park as we go to the top of the second inning. And the Lumberjacks will send Sam Romanski, Bryce Widmark, and Luke Strick to the mound to face Austin Schulfer. Lumberjacks working out of a bases loaded and one out jam in the top of the first inning, or the bottom of the first inning, excuse me. We go to the top of the second now, and Sam Romanski will dig in for his first at bat of the night. Schulfer's first pitch is hit hard on the ground, is short, and Kleismith is up with it. The throw across is in time. One pitch, one out here in the second inning. Romanski hit it hard, but right on the ground, right at the shortstop. And that wet grass slowed it down as it made its way through the infield. Bryce Widmark now will hit. And Schulfer ready to work to Widmark. Fastball high and inside, ball one. This game originally scheduled to start at 7 o'clock. We had about an hour, a little over an hour rain delay. Next pitch swung on. Widmark didn't get it. Fastball upstairs. 1-1 now. Don't forget Everett baseball tomorrow. A doubleheader. Split doubleheader, I believe. A 1-1 pitch. There's a strike on the inside corner. And Widmark in the hole now. 1-2. Evergreens have Rhinelander and Gladstone, Michigan coming to Mark Simon Field tomorrow, weather permitting. First game, 10:45 pregame with Chris Conley on the call. There's a swing and a miss. Widmark is gone on strikes. And there are two down here in the second inning. And that will bring up Luke Strick, the second baseman. So two quick outs for Schulfer here in the second, and he's ready to work to Strick. First pitch, breaking ball way high, and it's ball one. One ball and no strikes, and the pitch, fastball, down low, and it's 2-0. Schulfer working quickly, and Strick swings and misses, and it's 2-1. The wind and the 2-1 pitch. Swung on and missed. Another fastball, and Strick couldn't catch up to it. 2-2 now. Schofer ready. Here it comes. Their fastball. Strick just got a piece of that. Fouled it back to the screen, and it's 2-2. Tanner Denke, the center fielder, is on deck for the Lumberjacks. The 2-2 pitch. Breaking ball. Strick chased it. Gets in the dirt. Pops away from Malik. And Strick is going to reach first base barely on a throw down from Malik to first. And so Strick will reach on the wild pitch after the strikeout. And the Lumberjacks have the runner. Good breaking ball. Good breaking ball in the dirt. And Malik couldn't get a glove on that. As Strick waved at it, but he's safe at first, and that brings up Tanner Denke, the center fielder, with two down and a runner at first. The stretch and the pitch, and Denke's going to hit a little chopper towards second. Schofer's going to feel this one and feed it underhand to Giese at first for the out. But once again, the wet grass just killed that one before it even got out to the second baseman. So Schofer was able to make the play, and the Lumberjacks come up empty here in the second inning. For East in the second, no runs, no hits, no errors, and one left. And the score, after 1.5 innings of play, Lumberjacks nothing, Spash nothing. Back in a moment, you're listening to East Baseball, Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390 and FM 93.9.
Intercity State Bank has been serving the community since 1952 with financing for homes, vehicles, and business. Establishing a banking relationship with a local bank comes with peace of mind and convenience. Banking locally with people you know is a comfortable feeling. It's all about banking relationships, building community. At InterCity, our most popular checking is fee-free. And when it comes to home loans, people love the convenience of working with InterCity's lending experts. Our lenders are local people you know. The lending decisions are made locally, and our fixed-rate mortgages are serviced locally. It's a great way to bank. Whether you're purchasing a home, building, remodeling, or refinancing your home, InterCity is here to help. Put the expertise of our lenders to work for you. I'm Randy Balk, president of InterCity State Bank, inviting you to come bank with us, with locations in Wausau, Schofield, and Weston.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS number 433-884.
Fox Sports Radio.
Tom King back on a cold, wet night at Buchholz Park in Stevens Point. Rain continues to dribble down here as Smash will come up to bat in the second inning. No score. And it will be Aaron Winch, Andrew Kleismith, and Michael Frelick, the bottom of the Panther lineup, to face Bryce Widmark, who worked out of a full-blown jam in the first inning. After giving up a double and a back-to-back walk to load the bases, he struck out Mitch Malik and Andrew Ruzick to get out of it. So now the left-handed hitting Aaron Winch will lead things off for Smash here in the second. Widmark ready to work. First pitch is lifted in the air but foul and out of play. And it's 0-1. Lumberjack Baseball brought to you in part by Glenray Radiators, where quality and service go hand-in-hand. Glenray Radiators serving the community since 1964 on Wausau's northeast side. Widmark, a long look in at Sam Romanski, gets the sign he wants, and the pitch swung on and missed. And Winch is in the hole here, 0-2. Now he steps out and will regroup a bit before he gets back in. Winch is wearing sleeves tonight. It is a cold, wet night, and he is in short sleeves. Pitch is high and outside for Widmark, and it's 1-2. Winch digs back in. Widmark shakes off one side, now gets the one he wants. The 1-2 pitch. That crossed up Romanski, I think. That went all the way back to the screen. He never got a glove on it. I think he expected that ball to break, and it didn't. And it goes all the way back to the screen. 2-2 now. And Widmark gets a fresh baseball, and he's ready to work. The line, the 2-2 pitch. That's outside, and the count now full, 3-2. Fishing for that outside corner and didn't get it. Full count now for Aaron Winch. Widmark the wind, and here it comes. Ball four inside. Looks like the umpire was ready to maybe ring him up there. Instead, I think he changed his mind and called ball four, and Winch will walk to lead things off here in the second. Third walk of the game already for Bryce Widmark. And Andrew Kleismith, the shortstop, will stand in. Widmark, the stretch, the check of the runner. And the where to bunt. Pull back the bat, and the pitch is high. Ball one. Kleismith looks down, gets the signs from Craig Terpstra, coaching down at third base. Runner takes his lead, squared a bunt again, pulls it back again. Romanski throws it down to first. Corbett was up in front of the base a little bit after the bunt attempt. Otherwise, they might have had a play on Winch. Pitch was high again, and it's 2-0 now. Let's see if they take the bunt off now with a 2-0 count. Winch edges off first base. The stretch. Now he steps off and throws over, and Winch back easily. Kleismith has squared twice, but both pitches were upstairs. Lots of signs flash from third base. So let's see if they have something on here. The stretch by Widmark. Now they squared a bunt again. Inside, and it's 3-0. So Widmark having trouble with his control tonight. Two walks in the first inning. A walk here, and now three straight balls to Andrew Kleismith. Stretch. And the pitch. That's ball four. It's high. And back-to-back walks to the 7 and 8 hitters have smashing business here in the second inning. And that'll bring up Michael Frelick, the second baseman, with nobody out and two men on. Another obvious bunt situation here. Corbett in on the grass at first. Schubring will stay back. He'll probably cover third base on a bunt. Widmark would cover that side on a bunt. Hiding sneaks in behind the runner at second. Alley squared a bunt. They get the bunt down. Romanski fields. Strick's going to be over at second base or at first to cover, and he's there in time. I didn't think he was going to get there in time, but he did. And Romanski made the throw, and they get the out. The sacrifice is completed. Runners move up to second and third. Frelick is gone. Romanski to Strick covering at first base with one down now and runners at second and third at the top of the order. John Barnes comes to the plate. He bounced out to first his first time up. And Spash threatening to get on the board here in the bottom of the second inning. Widmark worked out of a big jam in the first. Can he do it again? Infield playing back for the out here. First pitch, that's inside. Romanski able to glove it. It's 1-0. East will concede a run up the middle to get an out here. Hiding and Strick both playing back. I think Strick can play up a little more because that ball is not going to be shooting through the grass very fast. Next pitch, lifted foul and out of play by Barnes, and it's 1-1. One ball, one strike. The wind and the pitch. Grounded towards second. Strick will field. They'll get the out at first, and the run will score. So an RBI ground out by John Barnes. Two down here in the inning with Kleismith advancing to third. So now two outs, runner at third. And Jake Slowinski will come to the plate. He doubled to straightaway center field his first time up. Genke playing a little bit deeper in center this time. 1-0 Spash here in the second inning. Now Widmark will step off. Rain continues to fall here lightly at Buchholz Park. The wind and the pitch. Breaking ball driven in the air to left field and deep. Going back is Becker, and that ball died out there. And the inning is over. Slowinski hit it well, but Becker makes the catch. And Spash is done here. Second inning, but they get one run on no hits There were no errors and one left. And the score after two complete, Stevens Point 1, Wausau East nothing. Back in a moment. You're listening to Lumberjack Baseball, Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390 and FM 93.9.
If it's lunchtime, it's Country Fresh time at Country Fresh Meats in Weston. Try a Country Fresh Philly steak, a BLT made with that thick Country Fresh Meats bacon, a Country Fresh Chicken Ranch sandwich, or an award-winning Country Fresh brat made with natural hormone and chemical-free meat, the way it ought to be. Make lunchtime Country Fresh time at Country Fresh Meats, serving lunch from 10 to 2, just off exit 177 on the corner of 29 and J in Weston. Call ahead or order takeout at 715-359-1311.
Do you own rental units but are growing tired of dealing with tenant problems day and night? Stop stressing and take it easy with Easy Living Management. Easy Living Management will handle your property's upkeep and repair, handle rental invoices and rent collection, advertise and show your property to future renters, and execute the lease. They'll deal with any problems 24/7, 365. Take the stress out of renting and take it easy with Easy Living Management, the longest running property management company in central Wisconsin. Call today or visit Easy Living Management.
We are Fox Sports!
Tom King back here at Buchholz Park. We go to the top of the third inning, but now the Lumberjacks find themselves trailing 1-0. And it'll be the top of the order for East. Jordan Heiding, Willie Brand, and Cam Gritzmacher scheduled to face Austin Schulfer here in the third. Heiding reached on an error his first time up. He was able to make it to third base, but Lumberjacks were unable to get him in. Schulfer ready to work to Heidi. First pitch fastball in the dirt, and it's 1-0. East Baseball brought to you in part by CoVantage Credit Union. You step into more cash with a car loan from CoVantage Credit Union. The wind and the pitch. Fastball outside corner for a strike, and it's 1-1. The wind and the pitch. Another fastball, and that's hit off the end of the bat, but foul down the first baseline. And it's 1-2 now. One ball and two strikes. The wind and the pitch. Check swing. Did he go? He did, and that's going to be an out. Hiding, swinging and missing. And didn't want, he wanted to run. Now they'll tag him out finally, but tried to check his swing on a breaking ball that broke well out of the zone, low and outside, and couldn't do it. So Heiding is gone on strikes, and that'll bring up Willie Brand, who struck out his first time up. And so Brand digs in, and Schulfer ready to work. Long look in. Now he gets the sign he wants. Here he comes. Fastball down low. Ball one. When Schulfer's been missing tonight, most of the time it's been down low. He's got one walk. Next pitch is fouled out of play. Brand sends that one. Third base side and well out of play here. One ball, one strike to the Lumberjack DH. Schulfer winds and fires. Hits the outside corner with that one, and it's 1-2. Nothing Brand could do with that pitch. That was a tough one right there. One ball and two strikes. The wind and the pitch. Laid off a high heater there, and it's 2-2 now. The wind and the pitch. And that's driven down the left field line. If it's fair, it's going to be trouble. That's a fair ball. Brand will round first and head to second. And it will be a double for Willie Brand here with one out in the third inning. Brand has had good opposite field power. And that time he got one and took it the other way down the left field line. Just fair. And Brand is at second with one down. And that'll bring up Cam Gritzmacher, the right fielder who bounced back to the pitcher his first time up. Hit one right off the plate that Schulfer was able to field and throw him out. So Brand will take his lead at second base. The stretch by Schulfer and the pitch. Fastball grounded up the middle. Brand's going to go to third. The throw across is going to be in time. They get Gritzmacher, and Brand advances to third base. But now there are two down for Ben Schubring. Tying run is at third. And Schubring will stand in. He walked his first time up. So let's see if the Lumberjacks can tie this one up with another, with a two-out hit here from Schubring. First pitch, curveball stays way high, and it's 1-0. One ball and two strikes, and if you're Ben Schubring, you're not looking for a walk right here. You're looking to drive in a run. Fastball, he hits it foul. It's going to get out of play. Got jammed on that one. Fouls it into the Spanish dugout, and it's 1-1. This is where you have to expand your strike zone a little bit and try to put the ball in play somewhere. A walk really doesn't do much here. You want to try to drive the run in right here. One ball and one strike. And pitch. Breaking ball way outside, and it's 2-1 now. Mitch Malik will go out and have a conversation with his pitcher. East Baseball brought to you in part by Country Fresh Meats. When it comes to the best meat, nobody does it better for you than Country Fresh Meats, located on the corner of 29 and J in Weston. Two balls and one strike. And the pitch. Fastball swung on and missed. He went after one up by his shoulders and didn't get it. It's 2-2. Schoeffer looks in, gets the sign he wants, the 2-2 pitch. Breaking ball, Schubring chased it, and the inning is over. So Schoeffer works out of it. The curveball is the difference in this inning. Lumberjacks get a runner to third, but that's all they can do again. No runs, one hit, no errors, one left. Score after 2.5 remains. Spash 1 and East nothing. Back in a moment. You're listening to Lumberjack Baseball, Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390 and FM 93.9.
Hey, Mom, look what I learned in gymnastics.
Your little gymnast straining for success? We can get her in shape and back on her feet faster at Bone & Joint Walk-In Care. Whether it's muscle strains, fractures, or sprains, we've got it covered. You can see an orthopedic specialist right away. No appointment or referral needed. It's less expensive than an ER visit, and most insurance plans are accepted. Bone & Joint Walk-In Care. The right care, right away. Learn more at bonejoint.net.
New boyfriend or just friends, LOL or OMG, call, text, or email.
Mom.
These days, keeping up with your child can be puzzling. But when it comes to straightening your child's smile, you can rest assured that an orthodontist can solve the puzzle. Only orthodontists have an additional 2 to 3 years of education beyond dental school to become specialists in straightening and aligning teeth. So get it right. See the specialist.
DeVorney Orthodontics. Make an appointment today by calling 715-842-5688 or visit DeVorneyOrtho.com.
Fox Sports Radio.
Tom King back here at Buchholz Park as we go to the bottom of the third inning. Just told by East Wisconsin Valley Conference stat man Jim Krieger that Spash has not given up a run now at home in 29 innings this year. You can't pay enough for good information like that. 29 scoreless innings for Spash pitchers here so far this season. Lumberjacks have had two runners get to third base in this game so far, but have not been able to punch across a run. See if they can keep the game right where it is. It'll be Cal Giese leading things off against Bryce Widmark here in the third inning. Giese walked his first time up. Like the rain has slowed down here. There's still a few drips coming down in the puddles that I can see. Now, if you look up by the lights, it's still coming down here. So Widmark gets a dry ball, and we'll get set to go. There was a game earlier here today. That's why this was a later start. Widmark winds and fires, breaking ball. Romanski came up out of his crouch that time and maybe didn't give the umpire a good look at that one. It might have been a bit high anyway, 1-0. The wind and the pitch. There's a strike at the knees, 1-1 now. The early game today saw Stevens Point Pacelli eke out a 2-1 win over Amherst, scoring in the bottom of the sixth to break a 1-1 tie. Next pitch rides inside, and it's 2-1. Of course, the Pacelli kids and the Spash kids combine for two Legion teams in the summer. One here in Stevens Point and one in Plover. Next pitch is a ball. It's 3-1. Plover Legion team is coached by Pacelli head coach Wayne Sankey. The 3-1 pitch. That's outside, ball four. So another walk. And Widmark continues to struggle with his command here. That's the fifth walk of the game so far for Widmark. And it cost him last inning as Aaron Winch led off the inning with a walk and eventually came around to score. So now nobody out, one on. And Aaron Nickel, the DH, comes to the plate. He walked his first time up. Brennan Becker playing very deep in left field for the hard-hitting Nickel. First pitch catches the outside corner for a strike, and it's 0-1. Nothing in one. The stretch in. A long look at first. Now the pitch. That's down low. Ball one. 1-1. One ball and one strike. The stretch, the check, and the pitch. That stays high. And it's 2-1 now. Two balls and one strike. Runner takes his lead. Widmark checks and is ready to work. Here it comes. Fouled out of play, and it's 2-2 now. Two balls, two strikes, nobody out. Runner at first. We're in the third inning. Spash leading 1-0. The stretch now, Widmark will throw over and Geezy back easily. Widmark a long look in, gets the sign he wants. Now the stretch. The 2-2 pitch. Swung in and fouled and off the, was it the umpire's mask, I think, or the catcher's mask? No, I think it caught the umpire. Foul ball back to the screen, and the count remains 2-2. Two balls, two strikes, nobody out. Easy takes his lead at first. The stretch by Widmark. Here's the pitch. Breaking ball. That stays high, and the count now full. He's got that late break, but a lot of that break is side to side, not up and down, and that's why that pitch stayed up and out of the zone. The stretch. There goes the runner. He gets a good jump. Pitch is fouled back out of play. So Spash starts the runner 3-2 here. And Nickel fouled it back. Count remains full. Now we get time called. Sure what the problem was. Luke Strick was having problems with one of his shoes, it looks like. All right. Ready to go again. Runner takes his lead. And the runner goes, pitches a ball, throw down is going to be high and into center field, and that's going to allow Geezy to go to third. Denke overruns it, now throws it in. And it will be a walk. And Sam Romanski is asking the umpire where that pitch was. That pitch looked pretty good. He called it a ball. The throw from Romanski went over the head of the shortstop hiding covering, and that Geezy never slowed down and went to third base on the error. So now Spash has runners on the corners with nobody out, and Mitch Malik, the catcher, coming to the plate. And that is the sixth walk of the game for Bryce Widmark. He's had two in every inning here so far. And obviously, against a team as good as Stevens Point, extra base runners is a killer, and it looks like it is going to catch Limerick. They're going to make a pitching change. Steve Heinrich has seen enough of Bryce Widmark's control problems tonight. So Ben Schubring is going to come in, and Widmark will move to third. So while the new pitcher warms up, we'll take a break and come back with more. You're listening to East Baseball, Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390 and FM 93.9.
You know a good teammate when you see one. Hardworking, reliable, and most of all, someone who knows that success is best achieved when people work together. At Ministry Medical Group and Ministry St. Clair's Hospital, we work with all of our patients as a team to make the best decisions for their health. That's why we're proud to sponsor Wausau East Lumberjacks Sports, because the world needs more great teams. Get to know us better at ministryhealth.org. Ministry Healthcare. Knowing you better means treating you better.
If it's lunchtime, it's Country Fresh time at Country Fresh Meats in Weston. Try a Country Fresh Philly steak, a BLT made with that thick Country Fresh Meats bacon, a Country Fresh Chicken Ranch sandwich, or an award-winning Country Fresh brat made with natural hormone and chemical-free meat, the way it ought to be. Make lunchtime Country Fresh time at Country Fresh Meats, serving lunch from 10 to 2, just off exit 177 on the corner of 29 and J in Weston. Call ahead or order takeout at 715-359-1311.
Do you own rental units but are growing tired of dealing with tenant problems day and night? Stop stressing and take it easy with Easy Living Management. Easy Living Management will handle your property's upkeep and repair, handle rental invoices and rent collection, advertise and show your property to future renters, and execute the lease. They'll deal with any problems 24/7, 365. Take the stress out of renting and take it easy with Easy Living Management, the longest-running property management company in central Wisconsin. Call today or visit Easy Living Management.
Steve Gorman Sports. This is Steve Gorman Sports.
Well, Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid, talking today, said he thinks Roger Goodell should follow NBA counterpart Adam Silver's lead and rid his league of the bigotry and racism by forcing the Washington Redskins to change their nickname.
Whew. Strike while the iron's hot, yeah.
Man.
Yes! Steve Gorman Sports.
That's solid right there.
Weekday afternoons at 2 on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9.
Fox Sports Radio.
Hey, back here at Buchholz Park, Ben Schubring, the new East pitcher, his fourth appearance of the year, all in relief. Bryce Widmark will go to third. Schubring throws over to first, and Corbin barely got a glove on that. 1-0, Stevens Point leads. We're in the bottom of the third inning, smash with runners at the corners and nobody out. And Mitch Malik, the catcher, first pitch from Schubring, a little bit outside for a ball, and it's 1-0. Schubring has a decent fastball, but a really good curve. And when his curve is working, he's tough to hit. Playing up the middle for a double play. Next pitch, fastball rides inside, and it's 2-0. They'll concede a run up the middle once again in order to get an out here. Widmark playing back at third base as well. Playing about two or three steps behind the bag. Stretch by Schubring and the pitch. Swung on and fouled back and out of play. He took a 2-0 hack at a high fastball and fouled it back. 2-1 now. Takes a long look down at Coach Terpstra, flashing signs. Nickel takes his lead at first. Stretch by Schubring and the pitch. Breaking ball drops it in there for a strike. There's that good curveball right there, and it's 2-2. That thing looked like it was going to be out of the zone, and all of a sudden it cut back in for a strike, and it's 2-2 now. Throw that pitch again. Tries it again. This time it's low and outside in the dirt. Blocked by Romanski in the count now full. 3-2. Andrew Ruzic waits on deck. Spash looking to increase their 1-0 lead here in the third inning. The stretch by Schubring and the payoff pitch is inside. And it's ball four, and that'll load the bases. So three straight walks here in the inning for the Lumberjack pitchers have loaded the bases now with nobody out. And Andrew Ruzic, the left fielder, will come to the plate. We're going to get a courtesy runner for the catcher, Malik, at first. So now Ruzick will stand in with the bases loaded and nobody out. Then Shubring will work out of the windup here. Corbett's in on the grass at first. And the pitch. Breaking ball, and it hits him in the helmet. And he will force in a run. Big breaker that got away from him and nailed Ruzick in the helmet. And an RBI for Andrew Ruzick the hard way. Base is still loaded now. 2-0. Stevens Point. Still nobody out. So three walks and a hit batsman have given Spash a run here in the inning, and still nobody out. This has all of the makings of one of those ugly innings with a big crooked number up there. Aaron Winch stands in. First pitch is high. Ball one. Lumberjacks just cannot find the strike zone here tonight. Their pitchers. Widmark had six walks in two-plus innings. And now Shubring has started with a walk and a hit batsman. Next pitch low and inside in the dirt, blocked by Romanski. Hiding, shading up the middle. Corbett on the grass at first, and Widmark even with the bag at third. Next pitch swung on and missed. Big hack on a 2-0 count. There was a changeup, and it's 2-1 now. Shubring took something off that one. Two balls and one strike to Aaron Winch. He walked and scored back in the second inning. Shubring ready to work. That rides high and outside, and it's 3-1. No place to put him. So now the next question is, how long do you go with Shubring if he can't find the strike zone? The stretch and the 3-1 pitch. Swung on and fouled back to the screen, and the count now full 3-2. Winch had a hack at a fastball right there, fouled it back. 2-0 Stevens Point. We're in the bottom of the third inning. Spash threatening for more here. Stretch and the pitch. Popped up foul, but it's going to get out of play as Shubring went with the fastball again down low, and Winch fouls it out of play, third base side, and the count remains 3-2. Widmark worked out of a jam in the first inning. He had the bases loaded and one out, and he struck out both Malik and Ruzick. But then Spash broke through for a run in the first, an RBI ground out by John Barnes. And now threatening for more here in this third. Here's a fly ball to deep center field. Actually, Denke's going to come in on this one, go over toward left. He finds it, makes the catch. The tag will be made at third. The run will score. And a sack fly for Aaron Winch to center field. There is one out now. Nichols scores from third. The other runners hold. And with one down and runners at first and second, that'll bring up Andrew Kleismith, the shortstop, who walked his first time up. So Shubring able to get an out, threw a strike on a 3-2 pitch with the bases loaded and got Winch to fly out to center field. Now a throw over to first. And the runner back with a dive in the mud. Rain has slowed. Actually, it's still coming down if you look at the light. Not so much when you look at the puddles. Here's the pitch by Shubring. Popped up at foul and out of play, and it's 0-1. East Baseball brought to you in part by Ministry St. Clair's Hospital. Proud to sponsor Lumberjack Sports because the world needs more great teams. Get to know them better at ministryhealth.org. Nothing and one to the Spash shortstop, Andrew Kleismith. Runners take their leads. Shubring the stretch. And the pitch. Big breaking ball stayed inside and high, and it's 1-1. One ball, one strike. And the pitch. That's popped up again, but fouling out of play, and the count now 1-2 on Kleismith. Kleismith digs back in, and Shubring ready to work. The stretch, the 1-2 pitch, Breaking ball grounded toward third. Widmark's got it. Steps on third to throw across. In time, a double play, and the inning is over. Well, that could have been a lot worse than it was. Spanish was able to score two runs on no hits. There was one error and one left in the score after three complete. Now Stevens Point 3 and Wausau East nothing. Back in a moment, you're listening to East Baseball, Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390 and FM 93.9.
Behind every successful business is a solid banking relationship. Hi, I'm Randy Balk, president of InterCity State Bank. Whether you're a startup or established business, InterCity welcomes the opportunity to work with you. We're here to help evaluate the needs for growing your business with financing options for equipment, working capital, and expansion projects. InterCity's business services include remote draft capture, real-time online access, and a variety of online business banking services to enhance the management of your finances. It's part of the InterCity commitment to helping business succeed. Banking relationships, building community. If it's time to explore a new banking relationship for your business, give us a call. We are open for business lending. We are InterCity State Bank, providing financing for commercial, small business, and municipal projects with offices in Wausau, Schofield, and Weston.
Member FDIC, NMLS number 433-884.
We are Buckhorn!
Tom King back here at Buco Park as we go to the top of the fourth inning. Lumberjacks trailing 3-0. They get out of that inning with a double play and only give up the two runs. It'll be Ian Corbett, Sam Romanski, and Bryce Widmark scheduled to hit here for the Lumberjacks in the fourth. Corbett struck out his first time up. No runs, one hit, one error for the Lumberjacks. Three runs, one hit, and one error for Stevens Point here as we go to the fourth inning. First pitch from Austin Schulfer is a strike on the inside corner at the knees, and it's 0-1. Schulfer with six strikeouts through the first three innings and only one walk. Next pitch is outside corner this time, and it's 0-2. Corbett didn't like it. Schulfer works the inside corner, then works the outside corner, and Corbett in the hole, 0-2. Fastball, strike three called, right down the middle that time, and Corbett goes down looking for the first down of the inning. Sam Romanski will come to the plate. Romanski will step in. Romanski grounded a short his first time up, and he takes a strike at the knees, and it's 0-1. Next pitch, Romanski hits it hard again, but at the second baseman, Frelick. So that's the second time tonight that Romanski has hit the ball hard right at somebody. A line out for the second out of the inning. So two quick outs here in the fourth, and Bryce Widmark will come to the plate. He struck out his first time up. Schulfer ready to work. First pitch down low with the fastball, 1-0. One ball, no strikes. Schulfer ready to work. Down low again, and it's 2-0. The wind, the 2-0 pitch. Fastball, that rides outside. 3-0 now to Bryce Widmark. And the pitch. There's a strike inside corner, 3-1 now. Two down, nobody on here. Fourth for the Lumberjacks, a 3-1 pitch. Strike at the knees, and the count now full, 3-2. The wind and the pitch. There's that big breaker, and Widmark swings and misses, and the inning is over. 4 East here in the fourth. No runs, no hits, no errors. Nobody left. And the score after 3.5 remains. Stevens Point 3 and East nothing. Back in a moment. You're listening to Lumberjack Baseball, Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390 and FM 93.9.
Where you bank does make a difference, a big difference. Cloverbelt Credit Union is celebrating being voted the best credit union for the third consecutive year in the Wausau Daily Herald's Reader's Choice Awards. People know Cloverbelt for great rates, for great service, and for big difference benefits like free checking and a free check card that comes with rewards and benefits. You earn rewards points that are redeemable for all sorts of cool stuff just for using your CCU check card. Love that word, free? Right now, Cloverbelt is offering a special bonus. Finance any loan at CCU and you'll receive a free voucher that admits up to four people to Mount Olympus Water Park in Wisconsin Dells. How cool is that? Cloverbelt Credit Union is big on financing fun. Whatever you need to finance, CCU has the best rates, and for a limited time, a free voucher that admits up to four people to free Mount Olympus Water Park with any CCU loan. Details online at ccuwausau.com or call 715-842-5693. Cloverbelt Credit Union, where you bank does make a difference.
Fox Sports Radio.
Tom King back here at Google Park, and we go to the bottom of the fourth inning. Spash leading 3-0. And it will be Michael Frelick and then the top of the order for Stevens Point to face Ben Schubring here in the fourth. Frelick laid down a sacrifice bunt his first time up. So Frelick stands in with the bases empty, leading off the fourth inning. And Schubring's first pitch is in there for a strike at the knees, and it's 0-1. The wind and the pitch. That stays way outside and bounces in front of the plate, and it's 1-1. Schubring overthrew some kind of pitch there. One ball and one strike. And the pitch. Fastball swung on and missed. Actually took something off that one. Maybe it changed. It's 1-2 now. That had a lot of late sink on it. One ball, two strikes. And the pitch. Breaking ball in the dirt. And it's 2-2 now. Tried to get Frelick to chase something on the ground outside in front of the plate. He wouldn't do it. 2-2. The count. There's some activity in the Stevens Point bullpen. The wind and the pitch. That's upstairs. Count now full. Schubring ready to work the payoff pitch. Foul back to the screen, and the count remains full. Everest baseball tomorrow. Two games for the Evergreens, weather permitting. Rhinelander and Gladstone, Michigan coming to Mark Simon Field. First game begins with the pregame show at 10:45. First pitch at 11 o'clock right here. The payoff pitch. Strike three called. Frelick was starting down to first base, and the umpire rang him up. Pitch about letter high, and Frelick is gone. One down here in the fourth, and that'll bring up John Barnes, the center fielder. Barnes bounced to first and also had an RBI ground out in the second. And the pitch from Schubring. Breaking ball got away from him high and outside, 1-0. The 1-0 pitch. That's popped up down the third base side. Foul territory going over his Widmark, and he makes the grab for the second out. So Barnes is gone, popping it out in foul ground to Widmark, and there are two up and two down here in the fourth inning. And Jake Slowinski, the third baseman, will come to the plate. He doubled back in the first and also flied out to left in his two trips. Schubring ready to work the pitch. Breaking ball in there for a strike. Ooh, they call that one a ball. Wow. Must have been low, and it's 1-0. That looked pretty good. A 1-0 pitch. Foul back to the screen. Now it's 1-1. We are situated right behind home plate in the Buchholz Park press box. Up a little bit, but got a pretty good angle on balls and strikes tonight. The 1-1 pitch. Breaking ball stays inside, and it's 2-1. Two outs, nobody on for Spash here in the fourth. The 2-1 pitch. That pops away from Romanski down low. It's 3-1 now to Slowinski. Lumberjack pitchers have walked seven and hit a batter so far tonight. And that's proved to be the difference. All three runners who scored got on base via the walk. The 3-1 pitch. High and tight with the fastball, ball four. And Slowinski will draw a two-out walk here in the fourth inning. And that'll bring up Cal Giese, the first baseman. Giese has walked twice tonight. Eight walks. Yikes. Runner takes his lead. Shoebring's pitch foul back to the screen, and it's 0-1. Imagine they'll try to get Slowinski down to second base here with two outs. See if they do it right here. Long look in. Now Shoebring throws over. Oh, good close play at first. They caught Slowinski napping over there, and a hard throw by Shoebring, and it was a close play called safe. He was looking down at his shoes when Shoebring wheeled and threw hard over there. Takes his lead now. Maybe it'll shorten up him up a little. He still gets a good lead. Runner goes, and Romanski's going to throw down, and it's not going to be in time. Pitch was a strike, I believe. 1-1. 0-2 the count. 0-2 the count. So let's see if Shoebring can get out of here. Stolen base for Slowinski. Romanski made a good throw, just a little bit late. Now his hitter steps out. Pitch was in the dirt. I think he had to struggle getting it out of his glove a little bit, but the throw was still there. Close play. Here's the next pitch by Shoebring. Breaking ball in the dirt, blocked by Romanski. And it's 1-2 now. Giese laid off the curveball that time. 1-2. The stretch and the pitch. Breaking ball, strike three called. A good one. And the inning is over as Shoebring broke off a good one right there, and Giese took it. Four Spash here in the fourth. No runs, no hits, no errors, and one left. And the score, after four complete, remains Stevens Point 3, East nothing. Back in a moment. You're listening to Lumberjack Baseball, Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390 and FM 93.9.